Focus on flowers. Sherman Duffy was an avid gardener in Illinois who wrote garden articles during the early 1900s. He tried to reproduce, in the hot Midwestern summer, the color combinations that worked so well under gentler English skies. One trick he tried was to plant something white between various colors so that they didn't clash with each other. Another was to stick to only two or three colors in each bed. For example, he tried blue, pink, and pale yellow together. But he kept searching for a plan with a good color scheme that would continue to unfold month after month until frost. He finally decided that the secret was overlapping and interlacing colonies of plants that bloomed at different seasons so that no space in the bed was ever vacant. He selected plants with a view toward harmony of growth and color across all seasons. As some plants ebbed, others took over. One of his Illinois borders was dedicated to deep yellow, dark purple, and bright red. Hollyhocks and sunflowers in the back. Then coreopsis, galadia, and Shasta daisies, interwoven with hardy chrysanthemums, butterfly weed, red-hot pokers, daylilies, rebeccias, oriental poppies, and fall-blooming asters. In front, he placed dianthus and annuals. Duffy created this garden in 1910, but as a design template, it is timeless. This is Moya Andrews, and today we focused on an ubiquitous design.